We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the RG DFS Tournament Takes podcast. Woo! Tonight we are bringing the energy. I got my guys here. I got Bobby Gomes. I got Notorious Noto, Derek Farnsworth. What's up, fellas? How we doing? We're here for week 11.
Wow, what an intro. Let's go.
Wow. What was it? Woo!
Yeah, that's right. This is the energy show.
We're doing and bringing the energy. Yeah.
Bring the energy. And then next week we're having Taylor. It's Taylor Cabby, or is it what Smith? Is that what it is?
Taylor Smith, yeah.
Taylor Smith, yeah. We're gonna bring him on to really, really kick it up a notch too. So we're gonna have to be the number one most energy show for RG going forward.
For all of DFS, actually, we're changing it up.
We should go for most facial hair too.
Oh yeah, Bobby's rocking a new mustache. I see. Little Lemoncello yep. Shirt going on. Lemons. Life hands you lemons. Make lemons, lemonade.
Yeah. There you go. That's a new look.
I'm just going to say I'm on that mega tilt. Caris LeVert sucks. I screwed up my NFL last week. I should have won like 20K. I lost 10K because of a stupid 2v2 swap I did at 4 o'clock because it was Aaron Jones I had versus Rashad White, which was the chalk. And I went McBride over Evan Ingram, but I was down 10 points because of White versus Jones. And I didn't feel confident that I could make that up from McBride. And so what I did was I swapped Keenan Allen to Amon-Ra St. Brown. In order to do that, I had to take Kyle Pitts over McBride. If I just left it alone, I smash because McBride went off. Instead, I'm just a loser, absolute loser. But Bobby booked a win. How'd you do, Noto?
Yeah, it could have been a lot better. Foolish of me to not know that playing on in only key situations meant playing in every single snap with TJ Hockenson. So that got off me, or that got me off. I got off the...
Whoa! This is keep it PG.
It's going off.
Whenever we have dead air or stumble, you got to do a Ric Flair woo. Okay, that's the new rule.
Anyway, I got off of Hockenson because of that Ed Werder report. So yeah, my week could have been a lot better. But Bobby, let's hear about your win.
Yeah, I finally had a good week. I banked, I think 15. My thing was, the one thing that killed me, I could have did a lot better. I had in the 555 milli, I had a 4 p.m. swap too. I went from Dak and Cooks to Heinicke in London. I would have like top eight, I would have had like a top eight finish in the 555 milli. I couldn't have won, obviously, but it was still like a super strong lineup. I ended up on Hawkinson. I didn't buy the news because the week before he played anyway. So it was just like, I don't know, I ended up playing Hawkinson. I had fun playing the main slate for like the first time in 6 weeks last week. Like going into it, I felt good. I think it was our show got me on the right, in the right frame of mind. And yeah, I had a good couple of good game stacks. I'm on Ron, Keenan Allen.
I had a good lineup on DK going, and my main lineup on DK in the 4 o'clock. I played Singletary last week. And so I nailed running back. So I had a Kyler game stack with and it started off first half. It was great. So I was like counting the money. I was cashing everything. And then it just he did absolutely nothing. And then Keenan Allen goes absolutely nuclear. And that's all she wrote. I think I bubbled everything, you know. There you go. I like that. Like the energy. This week, we got 11 games. It's kind of a weird slate, right? Like, so we've got two games with high totals. Chicago at Detroit, 48-point total. 7.5 favorite is Detroit. Arizona at Houston. Houston's 6-point favorite, 48-point total. Which those are pretty good games, but we don't have like that really high total, low spread game, but we do. We got a next tier. We got like the Las Vegas Raiders at Miami with 46.5. Seattle Rams is the closest and pick 'em 46.5. But basically we have a lot of teams with high team totals that are in, you know, heavy favorites. So we've got Miami almost pushing 30 team total. The Lions almost pushing 28 team total. Houston 27. San Fran almost 27. Dallas, Dak's been going berserk, almost 27. So it's kind of an interesting slate. So there's no like must play stackable game. There's a lot of risk like kind of everywhere. There's not any like, we're missing a lot of the high-end quarterback plays. So I don't know, like building lineups, I've noticed so far, I don't feel very comfortable yet with everything, but what are your guys' thoughts?
What? No, woo! Noda, you can go.
All right. Yeah, I pretty much agree with what you're saying. One game in particular I really like, and that's the Cardinals-Texans. I think that one could shoot out in a dome, and I love both of those quarterbacks. In terms of injuries, we're not waiting on a lot. Tyler Lockett didn't practice today, and they're calling him day-to-day. So I'm kind of thinking he might end up sitting, but we'll wait on that. I'm going to be on Metcalf either way. And then Stafford's going to be back. Damian Pierce is out. I'm also waiting on Zay Jones. He's questionable. If he ends up being out again, I do like the Jaguars wideouts. And I think that's it on the injury front. I'm sure more will come up as we talk positions.
Yeah, I also like the Houston and Arizona game in a dome. Basically love all those pieces from that game on both sides of the ball. I think it's very good for game stacks. Kyler, McBride, Brown, very condensed on the other side. Going right back to Stroud, Tank Dell, Schultz. I think those guys are very much on play on the slate. Outside of that, like, we'll kind of get into it. Like Kirk said, it's a weird slate, but I don't know. I feel like we can find some plays as we kind of move through this.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do what we always do. I'll take a look at the Blitz Most Plays, Thorman, Snaps, and Pace, and then we'll go running back, quarterback, line it with our wide receivers for the stacks. We're going to do tight ends, defensive. Bobby, you better bring the heat with the defense. You're getting blown up in the comments.
I know. They're on to me in the comments for sure. They're definitely
on. You can't get by with the ad read. You know, you had such a good ad read that
like, it distracted everyone else. It distracted the majority of the listeners.
Yeah. But all right, so I was looking at Blitz Most Plays. It's Arizona, Houston leading the way. It's Then it was Pitt Cleveland, which was interesting. Chargers at Green Bay. And then I'll throw a fourth one in there because it aligns with Thorman up in pace. Is the next was the Seattle Rams. And like Noto said, we might get some value in that game. But Thorman has Arizona at Houston, Chargers at Green Bay, and Seattle at Rams. So it's basically – so those look like the three games to try to hone in on. But, like, this week, like, anything goes, in my opinion, you know, because it's like you're just going to have to get luck. Like, it could be Miami. Like, they could – maybe Miami's a close game, or Miami, you know, keeps their foot on the gas all game like they did when Achan absolutely went berserk. So that's always in play. Like any of these high team total teams could be good, even if they aren't in competitive games. But I'll tell you what, Stroud looks freaking amazing, huh? How good is he?
Incredible.
He's good at the footballs. He's good at the footballs.
MVP potentially in the conversation now.
I can see it. How about Burrow? That sucks.
Yeah, that was a tough one yesterday to watch. I had this weird feeling yesterday that Lamar was going to get injured. I was telling him in my secret chat, and
he almost did.
It was almost, and I was like, I knew it. And then it was Burrow. So like my spidey senses were there. I just didn't hone in enough on it.
What's the buy-in for Kirk's secret chat?
It's there's no buy-in. It's no cost. It's just
invitation only.
Invitation only.
I probably get absolutely slammed in this chat.
Yeah. Well, see what it. No, you know, Bobby. I'm gonna be honest. Bobby would not be a fit in this chat because he'd want to fight everybody because these guys are like the biggest trolls. Like they just like talk so much crap.
No, it's
Chop
fine.
Chop is one of them, and
I can mix it up with Chop a little bit.
I just trust me. Like, if I want to fight these guys, like, half the time, like, I just know, like, you would pop off in an instant. And I've seen that level that you take it sometimes. So I try to avoid that, you know. Trying to keep the peace. Keep the peace. Noto would be fine, though.
They'd like Noto.
You might get it. Maybe the holiday season, you'll get an invitation, you know?
All right. If I do, I'm sending it to Bobby, too.
No.
Thank you, Noda. I'll sneak in.
Yeah, maybe we could probably sneak Bobby in under a different – anyways, all right, let's get to the play so we don't get ripped up in comments. All right. Running back.
Someone tell me when it's 9:45 so I have to make NBA swaps. 9:50.
I know, it's crazy. I'm already dead in NBA because Caris LeVert, you suck. Horrendous. And I need a bucket from Cade Cunningham because I smashed his over props. But
running backs.
Running backs. Okay. So all of a sudden, the guy that everybody wanted to play against a tough matchup as a value play against Tampa Bay, which I've always said you can't run on Tampa Bay when Vita Vea is in there, at least up the middle. Like teams got to learn. They just got to do screens, but they never do. They always try to run up the gut, and it never works. So nobody wants to play him last week except your boy who had him, and he goes off for 26 fantasy points. The crazy thing is he had 30 rushing attempts. I mean, that's just freaking nuts. So now he's going to be the chalk again. Better matchup against Arizona, much better matchup. So he's reasonably priced at 5,300. There's Travis Etienne. It looks like he's going to get some love. A tough matchup with Tennessee running 7,200. Breece Hall against Buffalo. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on Tony Pollard. Have you guys thrown the towel in on him yet, or have you still been sticking him in every week?
At this point, I'm committed.
Did you play him last week too?
I did. I'm only on FanDuel, but that's probably what I'll do again this week.
Bobby, how much Pollard did you have last week?
I don't know. I didn't have too much. I ended up playing a good bit of Dak. The Sim said play Dak, so I just trusted the Sims, and they were right. It happened like 2 weeks ago. It was like the similar situation, or 3 weeks ago with Burrow.
just kept seeing Burrow everywhere, and I was like, I gotta get over on Burrow. So I didn't play as much Pollard as I thought I was gonna have.
Another play I like, Brian Robinson. I mean, not a sexy play, but you know, at all. But he's 5,800 against the Giants. I would roster Head Chopper. I know you don't think he's getting how many. You don't. Bobby doesn't even think he's going to get a yard.
He would break his leg like Andrews.
He gets the yard. He just doesn't get the. He doesn't get the 10 carries.
Yeah.
Roll up on him. Coming up after a big week in Seattle, but right back into a great match against the Giants, who are just absolutely pathetic. Just a joke of a team. At least this season, but so are my Patriots. They're a joke of a team too. So, Aaron Jones in the mix, McCaffrey, where are you going, Noto?
Yeah, I really like the Brian Robinson call. Antonio Gibson's going to be out. He's averaging about 10 opportunities per game, and their third stringer, can't remember his name, but I don't think he's going to get a lot of work. So, going to see 20 plus touches for Brian Robinson. You can pair him up with the defense, who is going to be pretty popular. We'll see if Bobby likes him at the end of the show or not, if we can play him. Outside of that, like Singletary again, you mentioned it's a good matchup. I like everyone in that game. And I think you can play Singletary with the receiver on Houston, maybe even with Stroud too. Just build a full game stack. McCaffrey on DraftKings especially, I think, is interesting. Tampa Bay can't run on them, but San Fran with Trent Williams in, they're one of the better rushing offenses in the NFL. And then McCaffrey obviously has a ton of upside in the passing game. And then outside of that, I'm probably going to be fading Etienne against the Titans, probably going to be fading Josh Jacobs. Don't necessarily love the Detroit running backs. For whatever reason, the Bears second in the NFL in DVOA against the run. And we got a timeshare there in Detroit, so that scares me. So, yeah, I mean, I don't like a ton of running backs, but I think Eckler's interesting and all the other guys that I mentioned as well.
What are you thinking, Bobby?
Yeah, like, I'm going right back to the well with Singletary. I think you do make a good case on McCaffrey with Vita Vea being there. Like, he's definitely just a DK play, right? I still think he's in play. But for me, it's definitely something that I have question. I definitely question it with Vita Vea, even though they are such a good running team, especially if Trent Williams is there. Devin Achane and Raheem Mostert back into our lives. I think that's a pretty interesting situation. For me, I'll be playing some Achane this week. I've just been chasing Achane. Plus 3.2 fantasy points. Scheduled adjusted for Vegas versus the running back position. See, Achane's not going to be played. Like, is he supposed to be in a snap count? No, he's 6,600. I don't know. If not Achane, then Mostert. Like, if one of the Miami running backs, I wouldn't mind, because obviously this passing attack is going to be so heavily owned. But it is a very good spot for them. So I think it's just a very good spot for the whole team in general. Outside of that, trying to look through quick. Etienne versus Jacksonville, I'm kind of with Noto. I don't have a lot of interest there. Detroit, Jahmyr Gibbs, Montgomery. It seems like it's kind of moved to Gibbs.
Did you see Montgomery is electric? Did you see that run he broke off?
Yeah, but he also – did you see what else he did? He gave Gibbs a – so here's the other thing is – Gibbs was supposed – one of those touchdowns was supposed to be Montgomery's, and he let Gibbs take it. They called him in.
Yeah, it's a nice guy.
It benefits – yeah, I get what you're saying, but it's not the greatest if you have a ton of it's not the greatest if you're on – what's his name? Gibbs. I mean, if you're on Monty. For me, Breece Hall, I know he's 6,400. He's going to be very highly owned, probably going to be a chalk running back for a lot of people versus the Bills. He's one of my favorite I'm fine eating the chalk. I just think Breece is a good player. Who else? Jaylen Warren got the starters nod. So I feel like he's going to pop a little bit. 5,100. See myself playing him. You're on the Brian Robinson train, huh? Versus the Giants. Makes sense. Divisional game. Giants really bad versus the run. I can play some Robinson.
I'd roster you against the Giants, Bobby.
You wouldn't. I'd do worse than Chop. Jerome Ford, Cleveland running back. Cleveland versus Pitt. Pitt's been kind of shaky versus the run of late, so I don't mind some Ford. Yeah, that's pretty much all the backs I got currently. Oh, and some Austin Eckler. I think Austin Eckler's in play as well. He's always in play, though.
All right. Well, I just want to go on record that I think CMC is kind of different than most running backs because he's used so heavily in the passing game, and they'll use him to the outsides. He's not just a straight up the gut runner. So I'm not. I think he's an exception. I have no problem playing him against Tampa. I need to hear you guys' thoughts with Tony Pollard. I mean, this is the what are they, 31st in rushing DVOA, Carolina?
They are. They're dead last in rush EPA, and they're one of the only defenses that is like way positive in rush EPA, way negative in pass EPA. So can't get a better matchup. Pollard has the second most carries inside the 10-yard line this season. He has the biggest discrepancy between actual fantasy points and expected fantasy points. But I don't know what to do with him. I don't know. And then I want to get your take on Aaron Jones, since you're the Aaron Jones whisperer, Kirk.
Well, I'm not. I played him last week and got pummeled because of it, but it's LaFleur. I mean, they give this guy like massive usage, 20 rushing attempts. So I think he got hurt in the beginning of the game, and they took him out because they put Nixon in. And but then he came back in, but he was not very good. AJ Dillon actually looked better in that game, but I mean, it's LaFleur. It's the same old song and dance. That he sucked me in with his. I played him and I loved him against. Was it the Rams or whatever? I can't remember who he played a couple of weeks ago. But and he had 20 carries, 73 rushing yards, and he got the touchdown, which was fine. And then I was like, all right, he got 20 carries, he got 6 targets. I was all happy to fire him up. Pitt, not the greatest matchup, but still it was fine, and all the usage fell off. So I don't know. LaFleur stinks, but I'll play him. It's just talent, right? I do like that game, and also that everyone has that game for the up and pace. So yeah, I'll be playing him again. But
I don't think it's the worst play. Not to cut you off, plus 3.9 fantasy points schedule adjusted for receiving backs versus the Chargers over the last 5. So. Jones is probably a good play.
Cade Cunningham. I'm focused on Cade Cunningham. He's going to screw me. I need one bucket. He's missed a layup, missed a three. And I just need one bucket. What?
Are you guys playing Pollard? Are you guys playing Pollard on DK?
No, I'm not.
I can play some Pollard.
The key is just.
I don't want to. Back. I will. He's obviously lost a step, right? He's broken leg. It sucks. He's in such a bad. Like he's never going to get paid. Like Zeke was in the situation prior. He got paid. There's no way the Cowboys throw money at another running back. It's interesting conundrum there for Pollard, and he's definitely not the same running back.
What about James Conner? Anyone?
I think Connor's fine. Like, I like that whole game in general, so.
Projections like him.
It's pretty weird at this point in the season to see Derrick Henry, 6,300. Didn't he used to always smash Jacksonville? Wasn't that like a
– Is he catching passes? Is he catching passes?
No,
I know he never has.
He's not doing anything. He had
plus 9.2 scheduled adjusted receptions, scheduled adjusted fantasy points for running backs that currently Jacksonville's giving up. I guess McCaffrey's involved, so it's kind of blown up there. They played McCaffrey last week.
Let's see. In terms of his success against the Jags, 17, 25, 34, 39, 33, 51. So, yeah, those are all DK fantasy points against the Jags the last 4 years.
I'll fire him up because this is another game that he's an up the middle runner against Tampa Bay, and he had a bad game. This is a It's a different spot this week. 6,300. I'll take a little, take my chances. But I think that's about it. Unless you guys got another play, we should be moving on over to quarterback.
Yep. Move it over.
All right. This is a different week because pricing, you know, it seems like it's tough to play Stroud. And I think Stroud should have been a easier play last week. You know, like everyone's like, oh, his price is too high. But he's like, he's ridiculously good. He's got the ceiling. So it's not too high for him. But he's 7K against Arizona. It's just tough. We don't have any glaring value at this point. But Brock Purdy is going to be popular. Kyler Murray, who looked really good in the first half, used his legs, had a really good rush, rushed for a TD also. You know, he should improve, keep improving as the season goes here, gets into it. So, and this could be this is a good game to target, you would think, Arizona, Houston. Geno Smith, I want some thoughts on. Dak again. But I don't know. Then it's like Sam Howell against the Giants, Trevor Lawrence. I don't know. Where are you going, Noto? Oh, I didn't even mention Justin Fields. Sorry. Have to mention Justin Fields in this game with him being back at 6,900.
Yeah, a lot of good options at quarterback. My two favorites, Brock Purdy. Tampa Bay, not very good pass rushing team, and he's one of the best quarterbacks when he's not under pressure. Also, at least 2 touchdowns in 10 of his last 15 regular season games. So I think he offers a nice floor there. I like Kyler Murray for all the reasons you mentioned. Talked about it last week. I wasn't sure how much he was going to run. And he was scrambling all over the place. I think they said he ran like 90 yards on one scramble and he'd get like 8 yards or something. I like Kyler. I like Stroud too. I don't think 7K is too much. I think just that difference between the 6Ks and 7Ks just gets people off of it, but good leverage play off of Singletary. Now that Noah Brown's out, we got more concentrated passing tree, and yeah, I think he's in a good spot. Sam Howell just crushes every week. I don't know why nobody ever plays him. I'm fine going back there. And Trevor Lawrence, I'll be on Trevor Lawrence too. Again, pass funnel Titans. I like his receivers, especially if Zay Jones is out. So yeah, I like Lawrence.
And we got no mention of Tua, right?
Tua, I mean, Tua's viable every week, and I never play enough of them. So I don't know. It's a mental block, I think.
Bobby was what was Bobby giggling at a minute ago? What was going on?
No, I was reading a Discord message. But anyways, I get a secret Discord too, Kirky. Tua would be the guy I'm starting with, and I think he's probably. Like that Vegas game is just fantastic for passing. I think it'll be a good game environment. Vegas gets beat deep a ton. Obviously, Tyreek, Waddle, the general guys are in play. Brock Purdy, really like Purdy. It's try to make him and McCaffrey work. Last week, McCaffrey didn't extend the touchdown streak. I was hoping that Purdy would throw it to him. I think this might be the week where he's going to see some passes. So, like for all the reasons we gave in the previous segment, in terms of Geno, I don't know, man. The Rams, I just don't. The Seattle never goes off for me. Like I'm not playing Geno. Not there. CJ Stroud versus Arizona. I think he's great. I love Schultz. Love Tank Dell. And on the other side, you guys hit on it. Kyler, super condensed. Brown, McBride, very easy. Throw Connor in there. Like those are the guys I'm kind of looking at mainly. Yeah, and then from there, it's pretty much it. Like, is Fields back this week? Yeah, 6,900 versus Detroit. I could play some Fields a little bit.
Didn't he run for like 150 against them last year?
Yeah, he absolutely. That was that stretch last year where he was just like bleeding. I refused to play him. Refused. This year, I'll get in early on him because I think it's a good spot. You know, he's throwing it to DJ Moore, first read target. Yeah, pretty much those are my QBs.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's tough for me to focus.
I've heard some smart people bring up DTR at 4,500. Any way you guys are playing him?
I liked DTR in the preseason. There was a week this week where I was playing cash games and he got ruled in. I was like, these cash game guys are going to probably consider him. I don't know if they did or not, but he didn't have a good showing. I don't know. It's not the preseason, right? It's real football. So yeah, one thing about DTR, I feel like he'll lean on Amari Cooper a little bit. Seems like a good spot for Amari. Yeah, I could play some Coop. It is a divisional matchup, though. That's the one thing. Price is good. It'd probably just be a single stack with Cooper if I played him.
How's Kate Cunningham looking?
He blew it. This is the worst beat I've taken in a long time. He had like 8 minutes to score one bucket. He had layups and he kicked it out for three. Then he just lapsed on defense and they just pulled everybody. And literally, it was 20 and a half. And he scored 20 points, so it's tough for me to focus. Sorry, everybody. All right. I like Fields. You got to like Fields. Like you said, the DJ Moore weapon just makes an easy pairing. Also, I always like playing Komet. I like the game, the nice total. I think they can be competitive. Their defense has been a lot better than people give them credit for. DTR, I 4,500 is nice for like – from a price standpoint, but the matchup with Pitt just doesn't seem very, very good. I don't know. I think I'll pass there. But, like, Herbert is going to be, like, extremely low-owned, it looks like. Josh Allen, too, but it's the Jets and the price. And, man, what happened to them?
Who, the Bill?
Yeah.
I mean – they're somehow a top eight rushing and passing team in terms of DVOA and EPA, and they keep losing games because they keep making stupid mistakes. 4 turnovers last week. Obviously, the 12th man on the field goal. Just brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's head over to wide receiver. We've got some chalk here. We've got Tank Dell, 5,900. Still too cheap for the kind of production he's been seeing. 11 targets 2 weeks ago, 14 targets the next week. Touchdowns in each of his last two games, 2 touchdowns 2 games ago. And he also has seen some design runs each week. So you have to like him. Tyreek, no one's – it looks like – I don't know what to think. He's coming in as – you know, you'll get him in projections a lot because he has such a high median production in every game. But 9,300, I think it's easy to talk yourself off of him playing the Raiders if you don't think the Raiders can be competitive at all. So I'm interested to see where he ends up ownership-wise. I feel like he's going to come in under. But what's interesting is the value right now that's coming through is Mike Wilson. Which is very thin. And then Marquise Brown, who I played last week and he busted, but you know, I can take that because he's a high volatility player and you know what you're getting when you take him, but yeah, it would have been nice to see more targets, only 4 targets, but Rondale Moore looks like people are forcing themselves on Duke, because everyone's trying to find that cheap guy so they can play Tyreek. They can play Amon-Ra St. Brown. Cooper Kupp is only 8,100. And then Noto came out with a good play on DK Metcalf if Lockett's out, but probably he's a good play anyway. But, yeah, how's it shaking out for you, Noto?
I mean, if I'm punting any of the receivers, I'm going Jalen Guyton for the Chargers. I think he's kind of established himself as a wide receiver too. He's only 3,300 on DraftKings. He's currently listed as questionable, but, yeah, as long as he's active, I think he's probably my favorite value. I mean, Rondell maybe gets you 10. You know, Wilson's questionable too, like you mentioned. So, yeah, I don't love any of the cheap guys, but I would probably lean to Guyton. Do like Metcalf. In his last four games, he's seen 10, 12, and 14 targets. 42% air yard share this season. They just haven't connected for those deep balls, and I think eventually they will. And then, like the Tyreek call, I think my hot take for the week is that he's going to outscore every other receiver in the first half. Just his first half versus everyone else's full game, because I think that, I mean, Dolphins coming off of a loss against the Chiefs. Now they got a bye, and all they've had to hear the last 2 weeks is that they can't beat a good team. I think the Raiders are just going to get smoked. So, really like that one. I like Marquise Brown to bounce back, kind of some leverage off of McBride, or you can play them together. And then, again, the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars are in a really good spot because Zay Jones is questionable. Titans are a run funnel and – or, sorry, pass funnel. And Titans are somehow second in DV or in fantasy points allowed to tight ends. So, going to be everything to the receivers. I like Kirk and Ridley quite a bit.
If you had to choose Kirk or Ridley, who are you choosing?
I'll bail out and say Kirk and Cash, Ridley and tournaments. Can I do that?
Yeah, you can. So the people who listen, they're gonna. It's Ridley is all we care about, right? Tournament takes, right?
It's true. Although I like Kirk and tournaments too, but yeah, good name.
Great name. Bobby, what are you thinking?
Yeah, so for me, Tank Dell, 5,900. Just think it's a, like, we're seeing basically a great rapport with CJ Stroud. I think it's a good price. Going to be owned, but I think it's good chalk. Tyreek, really like Tyreek. Going to be over on Tyreek for all the reasons Noto gave. Michael Wilson, I think I'm going to try to get off of, like, just get rid of whenever I'll try to play like Marquise Brown. Go to McBride. If people are just going to play Wilson, then I'll probably be away from Wilson. I know he's a taller receiver, so it makes it easier for Murray to see him downfield, I guess, over the line when he can see over the line. But
some short shaming. You can't help yourself.
I had to throw the short shame in there.
Can't help yourself.
I guess I can't. Noah it's Brown. Sipping.
He's tall.
I know. Noah Brown, 4,800. Played him the last 2 weeks.
Brown's out.
I'll be on him again.
Brown's out.
Oh, shoof. Not playing Noah Brown then. Yeah, should have been. Well, anyways, Brandon, are you? What'd you say?
I was going to say right now, Nico's like 1% owned, and everybody's playing Tank. Do we play Nico?
You can definitely get over on Nico. Maybe cut the Dell ownership in half a little bit. I would definitely try to get over on Nico. Just the passing game in general. Even Schultz, I think, is a phenomenal play. I would imagine he's showing pretty well in terms of ownership too, though. Brandon Ayuk just seems like he's pulling away as like the number one in San Francisco. 7,200. You talked about how Purdy's thrown 2 touchdowns in every game. Ayuk seems like that's his guy. That's his security blanket. So I prefer him to Debo and Kittle if I had to pick a pass catcher. Marquise at 5,300, gave all the reasons why I like Marquise already. Amon-Ra, wrote him up. I just like to play Amon-Ra. He had another gear last week, and I think it was pretty evident. 8,800 steep, but I'm willing to pay it, especially if you like Fields on the other side. You think he's going to be low owned with DJ Brown? Like, I don't think it's the worst game stack. Jalen Waddle, 7,600, and just staying in that Miami Vegas game. Those are pretty much the receivers I have currently.
What about CeeDee Lamb, who's just on another level? these last 3 weeks. 44, 32, 42 fantasy points over the last 3 weeks. No one's going to play him because of the price tag up to 9,200. Well, I mean, he'll still get some because he'll be forced in with Dak stacks, but why not CD? Because it's a Pollard game, which everyone's been saying every week.
Yeah, I think CD is obviously the best receiver in the league. Like, you can always make a case to play him. I would lean Pollard, though. I think they want to get Pollard going.
Fool me once.
Fool me eight times. It's like Mixon all over again. He's my
new Mixon trolled everyone last night, huh? Oof.
He was great last night. It would have been much better if they
– No, I mean on Sunday, the flop lag last night was the troll game.
Never
on him. But he was actually good enough last week. Like, he didn't kill you because he got – I think he got a touchdown.
Late touchdown with like a minute left. What about the Rams receivers? You guys have a take there coming off the bye?
I mean, you look at 8,100 for Cooper Kupp and Stafford coming back. Yeah.
I can play. I'm fine with Cooper Kupp. Yeah, 8,100 is a really good price.
I mean, I do like your Ayuk call. I like Debo as well. I'd probably actually lean Debo because of the price this week. It's a little tighter, but the pass funnel offense, just hope the game goes that way. I mean, the pass funnel defense for Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
All right, we got to – so if it's not Brian Robb, I mean, somebody's going off against the Giants on Washington, whether it's – Scary Terry, Brian Robinson, or is Curtis Samuel back? Well, Curtis Samuel's back, right? Hasn't done much, but he's cheap. No one's talking about him at 3,600. That's somebody I could play. I don't know. And then last, Jaylen Waddle at like no ownership.
Yeah, Bobby mentioned him. I like Jaylen. He's only 7,100 on FanDuel if you want to play the salary game.
Let me take a look at what I always do with the. Let me see what Pro Football Focus for the matchups. They've got. Oh, Bobby's going to like this. They got Ayuk as the top matchup advantage of the week. Nico Collins is right up there too.
I think you can play both.
I think Nico is the play this week. The more I'm thinking about it. Tyreek's up there. Keenan Allen's up there. CeeDee, Reek, then Scary Terry, Metcalf, Debo. What about an Ayuk Debo Purdy double?
Oh.
Too much when you have McCaffrey on the team?
I was actually listening to the show with JM and Squirrel before this, and they were saying 60% of the time that the Niners stack ends up in the winning lineup, there's no bring backs. So when they crush teams, there's nothing on the other side. So, yeah, you can double stack Purdy. I like that quite a bit.
Yeah, you got to think it gives you a bunch of upside, at least the game breaks right. All right. Anyone else?
Oh,
give me a woo, guys. Give me a woo. Ric Flair woo.
It's almost 10 o'clock, so we're all looking at our NBA stuff. I woo! Get the woo out.
There it is. All right. We're on to tight end. Guys that are going to be popular again, it's kind of a run it back week with tight ends. It's going to be Trey McBride after I swap off him. But after he's went off against the Falcons, Evan Ingram is going to be popular again against Tennessee. It's another somewhat of a pass funnel. Cole Kmet, as we mentioned, Dalton Schultz. These are the guys that pulled away. Kincaid. These guys are all kind of priced in like – mid range, so anywhere in like the 4,000s to up to 5K for Dalton Schultz. But we don't have any, you know, we don't have any big high. We don't have any Kelce's. We don't have any Mark Andrews, who's hurt for the season. We don't have any of the higher end guys. So it's kind of all this range that's popping. But interested to see if you guys like those, like maybe Sam Laporta. He's kind of our highest one. Or if you got any plays that are cheaper that I'm overlooking. What do you got, Noto?
Yeah, for the first time, maybe all season, I think there's seven or eight guys that I don't mind playing at tight end. You mentioned McBride. He's the chalk for a reason. And he's smashed as the chalk in both of the weeks that you know, he was popular. Now he gets the Texans, dead last in fantasy points allowed, two tight ends. So I like McBride. I'm also going to be on Laporta. I think it's a good matchup. Again, the Bears are pretty tough on wide receivers. They're pretty tough on running backs, but they're really bad against tight ends. So I like that. If I'm going super cheap, Donald Parham, he's only 3,100. It looks like Gerald Everett's going to be out. And I just think everyone's kind of looking, overlooking that Chargers-Packers game. And we've seen him catch two touchdowns in a game before. So I think he's interesting. Outside of that, don't mind Kmet, don't mind Kincaid, don't mind Dalton Schultz. There's just a lot of good options in that mid-range.
What do you like, Bobby?
Basically Dalton Schultz every week with Stroud. I just think he's very good at the football stuff. So yeah, I'm pretty much on a lot of these Texans the more I'm thinking about it. Outside of that, we hit on McBride, basically talked a bunch about how good of a play he is. How about Ferguson at 4,600? If people are going to try to force Pollard, I don't think Pollard's going to be a ton owned though. So I don't think that's necessary. Luke Musgrave, 3,600. I could play like just tight ends versus the Chargers pretty much all season. Have been somewhere to get fantasy points, so I don't mind going to them. 2,900 for Tyler Conklin versus the Buffalo Bills. Don't mind that. I think that's a pretty good price tag for Conklin. Is he going to be owned? No, he's not going to be owned. No way. Freiermuth, I think it would be an interesting pivot off of Freiermuth at 2,500 if Freiermuth ends up being the chalk tight end. Who else here? Not playing. Yeah, I don't know. Laporta, 5,800. I feel like he's fine. Not much on the tight end side for me that I really love that's standing out. You always play Kittle.
All right, I got two cheapies. If I gotta go cheap, which again, I think it's more in play this week because these guys are lower owned, and the other, it's all mid range. These guys don't have massive ceilings, pretty much for tight ends. I think it's, you can get away, and you're gonna get low ownership if one of these guys does go off. But Tyler Conklin, I think, is okay, and John Mayer's cousin, Michael Mayer, 2,700. Raiders are going to have to be passing. Maybe he'll get garbage time. 2,700. Touchdown last week against the Jets. Five targets. I think that's my diamond in the rough.
I like that. And Bobby, I didn't even realize Pat Freiermuth was 2,500. That's interesting.
That's what I was thinking. Conklin, like, just to pivot off, I don't know, 2,500, is he going to be extremely chalky? He's been absolutely terrible.
Well, he's been out, right?
Oh, yeah, he was out. Yeah. But prior to that.
Yeah, I'll play him if he's active, I think.
Is he going to – is there like a – I don't know. Never mind. I don't even know. What are you vaping over there?
Yeah.
What the hell?
What's going on? NBA.
Yeah, I'm already.
I didn't know who to play. I got Eric Gordon or Baji or I don't know. I was stuck in no man's land. Terrence Mann.
You see one more secret weapon I got here.
No Parham love from you guys?
Yeah, maybe. Nah.
With no Everett?
Yeah, I think he's fine.
He doesn't project well for whatever reason.
Because he just never gets the targets. It's like he's like touchdown or bust.
That's all tight ends, not named McBride.
I know, of course. I mean, are people going to keep going back to Chig?
Oh, man, I played him over McBride last week. What a mistake.
That had to be painful.
Yep. Well, I originally had Hockenson. Then I was like, well, I can't play McBride. Yeah, bad decisions all around.
All right, Bobby. It's your time to shine. Hit the jewel. Let's
see who the jewel likes. We'll spin the jewel. Yeah, a lot of good defenses this week. The New York Jets, 2,600. That's who I'm going to go with. Who are they even playing? Oh, they're playing the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, the Bills versus the Jets. I don't mind the Jets, 2,600. Commanders would be the pay-up at 3,600 for me, I think. Yeah, that sounds terrible.
I mean, against the Giants, it's anyone against the Giants.
It's anyone against the Giants, yeah. Definitely not playing the Panthers versus Dallas at 22. I'm just looking for a punt. Anyone else have any thoughts on defense? I know the Rams, 2,800, maybe? I don't know.
Green Bay looks interesting for a punt.
Yeah, I don't mind the Packers.
2,300. Other than that, yeah, I don't see anything. All right, let's talk about our stacks here. Millie Maker stacks, as well as smaller field, higher dollar stuff. Who has one that they just are itching to get off their chest quickly?
The Miami Dolphins.
All right, Tyreek?
Tyreek, Tua. I wish Devin Achane wasn't 6,600.
Bring back?
You don't need a game stack. You could use Mayer, though. You use Mayer. Sean Mayer's cousin there. Your boy. Yes,
their cousin, yeah. I've got some I like, but I mean – I'm just going to keep playing Kyler is what I'm going to do, but I don't like that he's chalky. I'm going to try to find a way to make that game work for me. I'm definitely going to play. I'll take Nico Collins over Tank at any ownership discount, really, especially when PFF likes the matchup too. I mean, it's easy to double them as well, but I got to go back to Marquise Bride. You can play him with Marquise Brown. You can play him with McBride. Trying to get that off together. Definitely not playing Michael Wilson chalk. Other than that, my next favorite. I mean, it's got to be Justin Fields. I like that game. Well, it's either Justin Fields or Brock Purdy, but Brock's going to be popular. I'll probably take a less popular route with some of the Bears, but they're all going to be popular. But what I'm interested in is anyone besides – so Miami, Bobby's going with. Noto, do you like one of these, like, high-favorite teams, like Dallas, like just going back to Dak?
I mean, I probably should have more interest in Dallas passing attack. My favorite game is the Cardinals and Texans. I think you can double-stack Kyler, bring it back with Singletary, Nico, Singletary, Dell. That's probably my favorite stack. And – how often do we get a chance to stack a game with a 32.5 point total? I mean, DTR to Amari Cooper, bring it back with Pat. And then you can spend up on Tyreek, McCaffrey. You have all the money in the world. So that's my my MME stack right there.
Okay. Your MME one. Okay. I was going to ask you if you were going to have a lineup to show me on Sunday that has that stack.
Well, we'll see about that. But, I mean, I don't hate it if that – but, no, one other stack I like, not quarterback related. I like the Brian Robinson and Washington defense.
Yep. But the field stack that I like, I mean, it's just – it's so easy. I mean, it's – so if you want – to fit him on Raw easily, it's you go Justin Fields and you just plug him with Kmet at tight end, and then you play him on Raw. If you are playing a DJ Moore, I mean DJ Moore you can do pretty easily too as well. So I guess that's the way. It's gonna be chalky, but I don't care. It has a bunch of upside. I like that game. I like being in the dome. So hopefully that game just breaks out. But I'm open to other plays in that game as well, so maybe I'll talk myself on some Gibbs, something like that. All right, off the rails show, week 11. Excited to see what we have. You know, Bobby showed up with a jewel. Maybe he'll have a bong next week. What's the progression? I don't know. But any final words for the people?
Woo!
There we go. No, come on, Nono. You got to have one in you.
I mean, I've never even practiced this in the woo, so I'll be ready next week. I got to practice in the mirror, you know.
All right, you got to do the mirror shots.
Yeah.
All right.
We're gonna get fucking killed in the comments. Oh wait, shit, you can't say that.
All right,
bleep it out.
I think there's some good plays in here, so let's all make some money. All right, it's been the RG DFS Tournament Takes podcast, week 11. We will catch you back next week for a week. Oh, is it Thanksgiving? When's Thanksgiving? How many weeks away?
Yes, sir.
You have to do a show Thanksgiving?
Yeah, they're going to probably make us do one. I don't know if we're going to have to do like a Thanksgiving edition, which we had to do. We had to do 2 1 year for like the Thanksgiving slate and then the main slate. I don't know. Maybe after this episode, they might not want us doing any.
That happens on the showdown yeah. Games.
on Thanksgiving. We'll be doing crunch time on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah. But all right. Thanks, everybody. We'll catch you next week.